For years, I assumed I was a phone person, in the same way that other people are coffee people or morning runners. It was just part of who I was. I checked my phone before I got out of bed. I checked it on the walk to the bathroom. I checked it again while the kettle was boiling. I would have told you, without irony, that I had a good relationship with my phone. Then, one morning, I counted. In the 20 minutes between waking up and sitting down for breakfast, I had picked up my phone 11 times. That was the moment it stopped being cute. I won't bore you with a dramatic story. I didn't throw the phone in the bin. I didn't move to the countryside. I just made one small change. I started charging it in the kitchen overnight, and I bought a £6 alarm clock from a shop near my house. That was it. No app, no subscription, no lifestyle reinvention. The first two mornings, I felt weirdly uncomfortable, as if I'd left the house without my keys. By day four, I noticed I was making actual eye contact with the coffee I was drinking. By day 10, I had accidentally done something I hadn't done in years. I'd sat at the kitchen table for 10 minutes, doing nothing in particular, and I hadn't felt guilty about it. This post isn't here to shame anyone, by the way. If you love your morning scroll, that's genuinely fine. But if you've ever wondered why the first hour of your day feels both busy and oddly empty, the phone might be worth looking at. You don't need to quit anything. You just need to put it in a different room for a night. Honestly, it's the cheapest self-improvement experiment I've ever tried. And unlike most of them, it actually worked.